Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Good morning again, everybody, and welcome to the show. I think my wife has been playing around with my stuff up here. Everything is all jacked up.
Discombobulated.
Man, she's up here doing her workouts, and I think she's bumping stuff. I'll blame her.
A little bumping.
There you go. Bumping knobs on the mixing board, and damn, that was loud. I lost my track. Welcome to the show, Wayne and Dave. Here for another week. I hope you had a great Easter last week. We weren't here. I just did a little update for you to remind you to vote.
Oh, I was here.
And don't worry.
So you know, yeah, I was here.
Okay.
I was just hung around.
Okay. Well, that's good. You just didn't say anything during the little 2 minute thing?
No, I just sat here.
It was the Foxy Four in our Fantasy Girl of the Year contest tournament, we like to call it. Our own March Madness. And we are down to the finals. The final two are remaining, and we'll get to that a little later on in the show. But right now, we have all kinds of other fun stuff to discuss, and it starts with this. Last year, I almost forgot about. In fact, I almost forgot about until Dan talked to me this last week, and thank God for him, kind of reminding me of stuff that we needed to do. It's time for the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast NFL Draft Contest. Is that a lot of words?
That's a lot of words.
I had forgotten about it because, you know, for the last year or so, we've had government officials just constantly telling us, you know,
it's time to hunker down.
And then you can't do anything. So I completely forgot about running the contest. And then, like I said, Dan called me and we had a discussion and so we got it going again. And this is how it works if you don't remember from 2 years ago. All you need to do, send in an email to cffpodcast@hotmail.com. It's that easy. On that email, include your name, your address, your phone number, and then the hard part begins. You need to fill in all 32 teams and players that are going to be picked. You're going to get 1 point for each team if they pick in that position, and 1 point for each player if the player is correct in that position. So you could receive, like, let's say, right now the talk is that Atlanta's going to trade away their number 4 pick. But let's say you keep Atlanta there and you have Atlanta taking Bobby Jones. And let's say New England moves up to 4 and takes Bobby Jones. Well, you're going to get 1 point for the Bobby Jones, but you're not going to get the 1 point for Atlanta because you had Atlanta picking there. Does that make sense?
Yes. But can you put trades in there?
You could do it however you want. This is your entry.
Okay.
So you can make trades. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right. It's your pick. It's your selections. The person with the most points is going to win a $50 dining gift card. And I've just realized, too, that we're making this America fatter, giving away food cards for everything. But, so $50 to the winner with the most points. Second most points, $30 gift card. Third most points, $20 gift card. But that's not all. You say there's more?
There's more?
There's more. As a bonus, if anyone gets the first 10 teams and player picks correct, you're going to get a bonus $100 gift card.
Whoa.
There you go. And that there's no limit on that. So let's say five people get all 10 players. First of all, I'll be getting a third job. No, but they'll get $100. I mean, that's how hard that's going to be because that ain't going to happen.
No, no.
And here I go and I say that. And
yeah. Be the first time it ever.
In the event of a tie for first, second, or third, here's what you need to do. You need to include on your entry somewhere, a number that's going to be your guess as to how many SEC players, Southeastern Conference players, are going to be selected in rounds 1 through 4.
Okay.
Closest without going over wins the tiebreaker.
How many players are on the Alabama team?
A lot.
Just curious.
Now, you may enter more than once. However, each entry must be sent in its own email. Okay. So if you want to send in 3 entries, you need to send me 3 emails. Make sense?
Fair enough.
All entries must be in my email inbox by midnight Central Standard Time, April 28th, 2021.
What would be your email inbox?
My email inbox, cffpodcast@hotmail.com.
There you go.
And more rules and stuff. Members of the show, families of the show are not allowed to win. You may enter a bracket if you want.
Oh, because you know I'm going to get the first 10 right.
Yeah, you're I'm scared. Sure you will. Sure.
You're scared.
Yeah, I'm scared. So you're allowed to enter. You just cannot win. That's a rule thing.
That's rules.
There you go. So with that being said, make sure you go to our website, cffpodcast.com. All the rules are right there for the contest right on the front page. Right on, as soon as it opens up, the rules for the contest are all right there.
Wow.
All right? I updated things.
Did you update my bold prediction?
Which said what?
That there would be at least 5 new starting quarterbacks.
What are we down to now? You need 4 more, right?
No, I'm done.
How do you figure?
Fitzmagic.
I guess he was a starter last year, wasn't he? Son of a bitch.
Fitzmagic.
Darnold.
Dalton.
Oh.
Darnold.
But Dalton wasn't a starter last year.
He sure as hell was.
Only when what's his name got hurt.
After 4 games?
Oh, wow. Okay.
We played most of the season.
Fitzmagic, Dalton.
Darnold.
I got to write these down because I'm going to. Okay. Fitz, Dalton, Darnold. Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I can't do Goff and Stafford.
Bridgewater. Oh, he hasn't been traded yet.
Yeah, not yet. No, there's. I know.
Tyrod. Not Tyrod. Well, he won't be starting.
New England or New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Somebody's going to be new there.
Yeah, but not new to New Orleans.
Well, they
said quarterbacks going from one team to another.
Well, they cut him and then they brought him back. Stop. I think that's fair enough.
Okay, you're playing games now. You got questions, comments, concerns? You want to send me an email saying, Wayne, yeah, you're playing with
Wentz.
The rules. Oh, yeah, Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz, don't forget that.
Yes, that one's true. That one's correct.
See?
Okay, and so who's the new guy in Philadelphia right now?
Hurts. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, that's right. Okay. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com. Also, don't forget, we have that fan line going yet. Voicemails and text messages. 414-520-8249. Use them. I'm feeling lost and lonely because we're not getting much participation on those things.
Well, it's been nice weather out. People, you know, want to get outside. They haven't been outside for a year.
Theoretically.
They're scared.
So that's it for all the introduction and the policy and procedure stuff. Are you ready for some news and notes? So as the world turns around Deshaun Watson, we are now up to 21 accusations against everyone's favorite quarterback, apparently. And it is now getting harder and harder to believe that he is not guilty of these accusations, especially after reports came out a week or so ago when we didn't have our show, that he has deleted text messages with at least one of the accusers that got into him trying to settle with her in private. You don't do that if you're not guilty, right?
No, probably not.
Probably not?
Probably not.
Okay, so this is just me?
It could be.
Okay. So now the Houston Police Department is investigating one of the complaints. Today, as they said, today a complainant filed a report with the Houston Police Department concerning Deshaun Watson. A statement from the Houston Police Department read, "As with any allegation, the Houston Police Department is now conducting an investigation and will not comment further during the investigative process." So they also, Deshaun Watson's lawyer, Rusty Harden, came out and said, in Texas, if you accuse and sue someone, you have to have your name out in public. So he had a lawyer to say, yes, all these people need to put their names out, which came down to how many? Is it 15 of the 21? Release their names.
Yeah.
And then, so we had this discussion at breakfast, and I just want to know if I'm on the right page. But so he has 21 people accusing him right now.
Correct.
He brought out 18 women that said he's just this great guy.
Correct.
That means over, I don't know how many years, he's had at least 39 different massage therapists.
Yes.
Now, I don't get massages. Dan does. And I asked him, I said, how many different massage therapists have you had? He said, well, I have had one. Like, okay, that's what I would have thought. Because 39, that means you have to teach them each time where to grab, where to massage.
Correct.
And then there was a story about how Deshaun Watson took one of the massage tables from the Houston Texans training facility.
This is even more fascinating.
So he took a massage table. Like, doesn't a massage therapist usually have their own massage table?
And equipment of the job.
Exactly. It's part of your licensing, right?
Yeah.
And number two, if the Houston Texans training facility has a massage table, that means they have a massage therapist.
Correct.
Right? Why does he need 39 different, unless these are special massage therapists?
Well, maybe it's a Robert Kraft
massage therapist. Asian flower? Oh, man. And I know I'm just an old man, but I'm like, does common sense not tell you, yeah, something's not right here?
Yeah.
I mean, even when you have O.J. Simpson came out and defended Deshaun, you know you're on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah.
Some concerns have been raised, I don't know if you've heard this, about the work ethic of Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields this past week or so. Ex-quarterback and current ESPN talking head Dan Orlovsky made the comment on the Pat McAfee show, stating, quote, "One, I have heard that he is the last guy in, first guy out type of quarterback," Orlovsky said. "Like, not the maniacal work ethic. I've even heard it compared to Justin Herbert, where it was like, dude, when Justin Herbert showed up, he was like a psychopath when it came to working and getting ready for the draft or even at school. Like, give me more. I want to work nonstop. And I've heard that there are issues with Justin Fields' work ethic. Jesus, easy for me to say. The second thing is, where's his desire to be a great quarterback? I think that there's a desire to be a great big-time athlete from what is expressed to me. But where is his desire to be a great quarterback? And to be great, you got to be willing to find the things that you are not good at and just freaking grind on them. So then, of course, you know, everybody came out. Who's the guy that does Kirk Herbstreit.
Okay. Right?
Was it he the one that was ripping on Dan Orlovsky afterward?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Ex-Ohio State guy, of course, sticking up for all the Ohio State boys.
Sure.
But now, Orlovsky again made it clear that it wasn't his opinions. This is what he had heard from other teams and scouts. So I don't know why everybody was coming down on Orlovsky other than the fact that he said to repeated the comments.
Right.
But, of course, Orlovsky went and backed away from his statements a little bit, saying this is just what I heard, blah blah blah.
Sort of like the Michael Rapaport, the guy from the Nets.
Chris Harden or James Harden?
No, the guy that's out, Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say?
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Well, apparently, in theory, Michael Rapoport and Kevin Durant have had these back and forth messaging
sessions. The text messages.
Yeah. And some of them have been pretty...
On Kevin Durant's part.
Controversial.
Racist.
Yeah. Well, that they hadn't been, apparently, but they had been pretty prickly.
Yes.
Then recently, they were texting back and forth in a session. Texting. I think it was texting.
Twittering back and forth.
Twittering. Okay, yes, maybe that was it.
Tweeting.
And Durant said something about Michael Rapoport's wife. Now, nobody has reported that I've been able to find what exactly he said.
Yeah.
But Rapoport went nuts.
Really?
And he released all these.
Yeah, all the screenshots.
Yeah.
Of Kevin Durant calling him a pasty white guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where were the Twitter police blocking Kevin Durant's access to?
Well, no, now it's even worse. Now everybody's jumping on Rapoport for breaking the sanctity of the instant message by releasing them.
Well, and didn't Rapoport or Kevin Durant say, hey, we do this all the time. We go back and forth at each other.
Yeah, Rapoport said that they did say that they go back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
But it had never gone to this level.
To the racist part?
And his wife.
Right.
And that's why Rapoport supposedly released the messages. But then there are all these guys jumping. I'm saying, oh, he just wanted his minute of fame. And I'm like, well, the guy's a freaking actor. He's a famous actor. He's not like...
Yeah. Yeah. You're not really just because you're on Good Morning Football doesn't make you a sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess one of the reasons people are jumping on him is he had a similar downfall with Barstool Sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had a.
How do you get on Barstool Sports bad side?
I had no idea, but
you didn't swear enough during your show.
Well, no, I think Rapoport is kind of a controversial figure in the sports world.
Talks before he thinks type thing.
Yeah, because he just says his mind. He's a fan, and so he doesn't filter.
Right.
Whereas broadcasters are supposed to filter everything.
Yeah, because they need these guys to be on their shows and don't want to badmouth them.
So I don't know exactly, but the whole, I mean. What did Durant get fired? Fine $5,000, some stupid thing like that. That's like,
really?
That's like $5 to him. What does he care?
Yeah, that's walking around money.
Exactly.
Here's a story that is completely glossed over by everyone claiming to want this country to be inclusive and diverse. But I guess I seem to be the only person bringing it up with a raised eyebrow of confusion. The Black College Football Hall of Fame is going to stage an HBCU All-Star game to showcase prospects.
Didn't that happen?
Well, apparently it's going to be a constant thing, though.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of athletes are throwing in money.
Really?
Yeah.
So I the first obvious question that just pops into my head, aren't HBCU players eligible to play in the regular yearly All-Star games?
Yes.
Okay. And the Senior Bowl, they can play in those?
Yes.
Okay. Why do we need this one? And how is this not outright racist? Is that just, am I overthinking this?
Well, you realize the Senior Bowl is ageist.
Yeah,
because they only let seniors be in it. Yeah, that's totally wrong.
So the second obvious question that just popped into my head after that, and... frankly, I have this question about a whole bunch of things in our country right now, but how in God's name is there a Black College Football Hall of Fame? And how is that not racist? Can you just imagine if I said, I want to start a white football Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I mean,
we got the Congressional Black Caucus in government.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a Black Police Officer Federation type thing. Oh, I don't remember what it's called.
I'm sure.
I mean, there's the what's the NAACP. We have Black Entertainment Television.
Yep.
We have Black History Month.
Well, now they're doing what is it? It's
Asian American Pacific Islander.
Not yet. No. You can beat on them. Apparently, that's still okay.
If you're a black person,
yeah, it's still okay.
And
allegedly,
and the white guys still get blamed for it.
Allegedly, but for God's sakes, what was it? Women's.
Women's History Month.
Yeah, we're now doing that. I'm like,
I know.
Can we just be inclusive of everybody?
That's not being, I mean, it's being diverse, but it's not being inclusive.
No, exactly. Everybody, well, it's not even being diverse. It's a limited spectrum.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, but we're diverse.
We want to be all inclusive, but we don't want to include everybody.
Yeah. I love how I'm able to find a get off my grass moment in sports every episode. The Carolina Panthers, back to football, have acquired Sam Darnold from the New York Jets. Now, we had talked about how the Jets screwed this whole situation up by not getting rid of him before they made it known that they would be drafting Zach Wilson in the draft. But, hey, don't listen to us. Instead of a collection of better picks, it looks like the Jets will receive a sixth-round pick this year and a second and fourth-round pick in 2022. So, what happened after that? All the talking begins as to what team is going to rush to trade for Teddy Bridgewater from the Carolina Panthers in order to get a veteran that is able to lift their team to unseen heights. What has Teddy Bridgewater, what version of Teddy Bridgewater have these guys been watching? Because, I get it. He's one of the few black quarterbacks left in the league, and we need to do everything in our ability to make him seem more talented than he actually is. But, I mean, for goodness sakes, I wish I would have made these stats a little bigger. But we're talking 6-year career in which he has not averaged even 2,000 yards passing. He hasn't averaged 10 touchdowns in a season, and he has averaged over 20 sacks per season, and there was only one season in which he started all 16 games.
So are you saying that Andy Dalton is actually better than Ted?
No, and Andy Bridgewater is not. See, because this is the thing. Everybody's going to say, oh, Dave, you're just against the black quarterbacks. I'm like, no. Andy Dalton's the same thing. They're backup quarterbacks, and they always have been. It's like, God, why do you do that to me? No, Andy Dalton's not better than him. Crap.
I crack me up.
Oh, that's it, unless you have anything else to add.
No.
Time for our top five fantasy sleepers for 21. Now, when I say sleep, this is how I did mine. I don't know, because you kind of scared me a little bit. Unless you just have so many lists where you have sleeper rookies and sleeper.
I have so many lists.
Okay. When I did my sleeper list, I looked at sleepers this way. A guy who normally gets drafted a lot higher than his performance. So
lower than his performance.
Well, right. Right. Yeah. He's drafted lower than what his performance is going to be for the year, in my opinion.
Yes.
Now, that's gonna change a little bit with my first guy, who I have, Joe Mixon, who is normally been drafted in what, the top 10 in your average fantasy football league draft. But, and that's a guy who's running behind what, the worst offensive line in the history of the NFL since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
He spent most of 2020 dealing with injuries, which caused his yards per carry to drop from 4.1 to 3.6. But his yards per game average remained right around 71. And he also had back-to-back 1,100 yards rushing seasons, which helped provide the reason why he's been drafted higher than what he should be, right? I mean, he's not really a top 10 court running back.
No.
Okay. This year, though, top 10 with a bullet.
Oh.
He's going to make, well, I still think he's going to be drafted higher than what he should be. In all true essence of the word, Joe Mixon would be a sleeper because he's not, shouldn't be getting drafted in the top 10?
No.
All right. Whew. All right. Good. I thought you were going to rail on me for that.
No.
All right. Good. Your first sleeper, who do you have?
I'm going to go with, I'm playing back and forth here. Okay, well, I have a slightly different take on sleeper.
Okay.
I just think a sleeper is somebody that hasn't reached his potential yet.
Okay.
So it's a guy that you can get later in a draft.
Right.
And should outperform where he's going to be drafted.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's where I have it.
I agree with that.
Okay. So my first sleeper is going to be J.K. Dobbins.
Okay.
With Detroit. Detroit sucks. So we all know that.
No, with Baltimore. J.K. Dobbins?
Oh.
Or are you talking DeAndre Swift?
They're right next to each other, and I picked the wrong one.
Like, damn, did he get traded?
No. DeAndre Swift.
Did Motor City Dan Campbell get J.K. Dobbins?
No, I'm sorry. DeAndre Swift. Detroit is horrendous.
Okay. Yeah, true.
I don't think anybody's going to be looking at Detroit for players necessarily. No. But I think Swift, because they supposedly want to use him as a wide receiver, he's going to be on the field all the time.
Yes.
So he'll be running the ball. He'll be receiving the ball. So even if they're behind.
And he's probably going to be the only guy that Goff's going to be able to get the ball to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think he's got some potential to be, he could crack the top 10 if things go right.
All right. My next guy, Damian Williams, Kansas City. He sat out foolishly 2020 season, which led him to losing his job. Fortunately for Williams, Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not impress in his rookie season. As somebody laughs across the table from me. Williams may be able to reclaim his number one spot, or at worst, be a consistent producer at number two, meaning you're going to be able to get him late, and he should very much outperform.
Did he not get cut?
They got rid of, not Damian Williams. Who's the guy that went to Chicago?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
No, it's not Damian Williams. Okay. Sounds like him.
Yeah,
it sounds like Damian Williams.
No. Okay. That's what I was like. Okay.
In fact, while you're doing your thing, where's my... Your next guy.
My next guy. I will do this. I will do the injury guy who should have performed better last year, but didn't. And, well, first of all, I want to say two things. Number one, the two players that should be on this list all the time, Robert Woods.
Oh, they did sign Damian Williams.
Okay.
What the hell am I thinking?
I am a genius. Thank you.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Damian Williams of the Bears. Well, there goes my whole, this makes my list foolish.
I didn't want to make you foolish, but.
Damian Williams did sign with the Bears.
See?
Why did I think it was somebody else?
I pay attention to things. Or as somebody famous once said, I know stuff.
Well, I still think Damian Williams is going to be because he's going to outperform now David Montgomery.
Yeah, you see, he's with a team that has nobody. So,
all right, Damian Williams, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
Send all your hate emails to cffpodcast@hotmail.com.
Hey, if Justin isn't hate mailing you by now, nobody will. So I'm sorry, where was I? I forgot what I was doing. Crap.
You were giving me your second.
No. Yeah, I was sorry. I wanted to stand on the podium for a minute and say Robert Woods and Keenan Allen.
Okay.
Always outperform
where they're drafted.
Where they're drafted.
Yes.
For years. Nobody wants them. Nobody will take them. And they just keep putting up numbers.
Yes.
So those guys should perennially be on the
sleeper list.
But.
They're never off a sleeper list.
Right. My next sleeper will be another guy on another bad team who, regardless of who's his quarterback this year, should do a great job. Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy from Denver.
Yes.
Yes, and they're going to probably have a rookie quarterback.
And they're going to be throwing the ball because they're going to be behind in every single
game.
And
they don't have a running back.
Exactly.
Yeah, rid of Philip Lindsay. Melvin Gordon's gone too, right? Or is he still there?
He's still there, but... Yeah,
Damien Williams, did they get him too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jerry... I mean, any of those Denver receivers.
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton's going to be a stud this year.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy.
KJ Hill.
KJ Hamler.
Hamler.
Yeah. Yeah, another rookie.
Yeah, you see?
Well, last year. My next guy, Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco. He was having a very productive rookie season, and that was while he was playing with backup quarterbacks and no stud tight end most of the year. It looks like the 49ers are bringing in the franchise guy with the number three pick that they traded up for, and he's going to be, I think Ayuk's going to be rewarded with big numbers this season if Mac Jones works out, because we all know number three to the San Francisco 49ers, Mac Jones, quarterback, Alabama.
Okay.
You haven't come around to my thinking?
No. I'm still thinking it's a smokescreen.
I think Ayuk has a chance to be a true number one receiver in both the NFL and fantasy football. He had more targets last year than any other receiver for the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk, San Fran, sleeper number three for me.
Just so you know, he's also on my list.
Is he? Yes. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Pick a different one now.
I will pick a different one.
I'm sure my next guy's on your list too.
Mine, I'll go to my next guy here. I will go to Irv Smith from Minnesota.
Tight end.
They finally got rid of
Kyle Rudolph.
call me Rudolph. And so he should have the position to himself. And I really think that they're going to have to find somebody else to throw the ball to. I mean, Thielen's injured pretty much every year now.
Yes.
Jefferson, obviously. Yeah, stud. But I think Irv Smith could be a great find at tight end. We need the next great tight end.
That's right. There's got to be one. And Kyle Pitts, we don't know where he's going yet. So
that's right.
My next guy, also on your list, because I know you love him, Denzel Mims, New York Jets. Right.
I'm looking up. Oh, yep, he's right behind, but below Ayuk.
This year, Mims is going to have every opportunity to be exciting for the Jets and the Jets fans. They are going to get, in my opinion, the number one quarterback in the draft, and the offense should be running more efficiently under new head coaching staff. In his first five starts last season, Mims caught 19 passes for over 300 yards. I love the idea of seeing Mims getting a lot more targets this year for the Jets. Denzel Mims of your New York Jets, 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 Jets.
Well, okay, I'm gonna go with as long as we're on a. I'm gonna go with a little bit more of a deeper sleeper.
Okay,
again on a team that's not great. Again a wide receiver because they have to throw the ball a lot.
Yep.
I'm going with Braylon Edwards.
Oh, it's been a while since we've talked about Braylon Edwards.
The Raiders.
He's there now, huh? Because
He got drafted by the Raiders.
Who's the Braylon Edwards that played for Cleveland? Is this a different Braylon Edwards? Wasn't it Braylon Edwards from Michigan drafted by Cleveland Browns?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking, maybe it's Brian Edwards.
Brian Edwards, yes, I think you're correct.
Brian Edwards.
You don't even know. Good, it's not only me.
No,
Braylon was a Michigan long time ago.
Oh, see, I don't follow Big Ten receivers.
Okay. Brian Edwards.
Brian Edwards, yeah, from the Raiders. They brought in, they got rid of Aguilar.
Yeah, Nelson Aguilar went to... where did he go? He went Jets. Somewhere east. Jets.
And then they brought in two guys.
As receivers?
Yeah. So Willie Snead.
Oh.
And
Willie Snead from Baltimore.
Willie Snead will play in the slot, which is where they say Edwards is best suited. And another outside guy. Did they bring DeSean Jackson in?
Yes.
DeSean Jackson. And so they feel like, no, they didn't bring in DeSean Jackson. I don't think it's DeSean
Jackson. Well, DeSean Jackson went somewhere on the West Coast.
Yeah, but I don't think it was the, I think it was the Rams.
Do I need to search for this while you're telling me about Bryan Edwards?
Well, if you want to, Willie Snead, and there was one other receiver they signed. But there's a possibility that the team is really high on Edwards. They're higher than on Edwards apparently than Ruggs.
Martavius. Oh no, X Raider. Okay. Yeah, it just says Willie Snead.
Nah, there's somebody bigger. But anyway, oh, yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. So no. So he apparently, even though he was drafted lower down the line than Edwards or than Ruggs, they feel like Ruggs might not pan out.
Okay.
So I'm thinking
Zay Jones.
No.
Nope.
No, they just re-signed Zay. Oh, John Brown.
John Brown and his band of renown from the Buffalo Bills.
Yes. So they feel like that Edwards could be on the other side of Brown.
Okay.
And if he is, then, you know, he should be maybe the number one target. But that's, you know, again, more of a deeper sleeper.
Yes.
But I like him.
Yes. My next guy, A.J. Dillon, Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
This became an obvious choice the second the Packers decided to move on from Jamal Williams in the offseason. He's going to inherit the number two role alongside Aaron Jones. And as a spot where Dillon should see plenty of goal line work and touches when the Packers are in the winning position to allow Aaron Jones to rest for most of the game. You also have to know the knowledge that the Packers don't employ a single running back game. So Dillon is definitely worth drafting as a backup, as he is likely to see a timeshare with Aaron Jones. Dillon averaged 5.3 yards per carry last season, and that's pretty good for a guy that you're going to be able to get a little later in the draft. Plus, he's got thighs like Saquon Barkley.
He's got their own
account. They got their own Instagram page, account, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Any more for you?
I got Anthony McFarland. This is a little deeper. Okay. If Pittsburgh does not sign Najee Harris as they should in the first round, Anthony McFarland's going to get some play this year in Pittsburgh, and I think he's going to be, he played a little bit last year, didn't get a lot of play, but I think he's kind of got the who's the little running back they used to have for Pittsburgh?
Oh, Ironhead Hayward?
No, little guy.
No, he was guy. New Orleans or Atlanta. I mean. Little guy, couldn't tell you.
Anyway,
we're having a ball today with this.
Yeah, but no, he's just one of these. He's a little guy. And he's got a lot of movement, and I think he is tougher than most people expected. And I think he could potentially.
Everybody's in their cars yelling the names out at the radio.
Yeah,
whatever.
It'll bug me until I figure it out. But yeah.
So you got my five sleepers that are, the name guys that you know every year.
Yeah, everybody knows.
I have a guy for you right now, my deep sleeper, a guy that's going to make you say,
"I have no idea who that is."
And his name.
Wait a minute. Do I want to put a rainbow bet on this? That you can stump me?
Yeah, I'll give you the name. You tell me the team.
Oh, fair enough.
Marquez Callaway.
New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
Boom!
So you're at your draft, and you realize that you aren't as deep at wide receiver as you should be, and it is getting really late in the draft. Well, I have the guy for you, and his name, Marquez Callaway. Keep in mind his name for later on in your draft, should you get to that point where I'll probably be, and Wayne will probably have taken the guy before me. If Jameis Winston ends up being the starting quarterback in New Orleans, Callaway is going to be in the sights for him both if both Michael Smith and Traquan Smith are drawing at coverage, which they will be. Even with the likelihood of Taysom Hill being the starting quarterback for week one, Callaway is still a sleeper pick worth stashing for a Saints offense that is going to probably rely heavily on the passing game in 2021 because they're going to be behind a lot, I foresee. Yeah, Marquez Callaway. No one knows him, not even Wayne. I got someone finally.
And I figured out who the running back was for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Willie Parker.
Willie Parker. Yeah. Oh, man. He was a cup of coffee guy.
Steamboat Willie.
All right. Do you have any deep sleeper guy or no?
I have one. I wouldn't call him deep. I would say that McFarland was my deep sleeper, but I have one more guy.
Okay.
And it's Gabriel Davis from Buffalo.
Oh, yes.
I think with the trade of John Brown to Oakland, as we now know.
Yes.
I think Gabriel Davis is going to get a shot to be that number two guy to draw, you know, since there'll be double coverage on the other side. He should have single coverage all the time, and he should be able to put up big numbers this year.
And there it is. Our fantasy sleepers for this year, other than Damien Harris, me thinking he's still in Kansas City, not real. Anyways, enough of that. It's time for our tournament, everybody. We started this weeks ago, at least 10 weeks ago. 10 weeks ago? Yeah, something like that.
1, 2.
So 8, 9. 10, 11. 11 weeks ago, we started this little fun little thing. And we are finally there. We're at the finale, the final two, the championship game. Our Gonzaga versus Baylor.
Hopefully it's more exciting than
that. In the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy Girl of the Year Tournament. Last week's results from the Foxy Four, Candace Swan-Ipel destroyed Red De La Cruz, putting to end that Cinderella ride. And Barbara Palvin took out Alexis Wren, 88% to 12%, which brings us to our finals. And
what were the seedings over these two days?
Candace number one, Barbara Palvin number two.
Oh, there you go, a one and a two.
So a couple of the blue bloods. Yep. And as I found out, I was reminded again, Dan's been on his toes lately.
Yeah?
He goes, wasn't Candace Swan-Ipel one of our, because before, you know, we used to do the Miss CFFL
right
tournament.
Right.
Candace Swan-Ipel was one of the winners in that.
Oh.
So I said, yes, you are correct. He goes, wow. Well, I thought we had a rule where,
oh,
like, well, that was for Miss CFFL. You couldn't have a repeat winner.
Gotcha.
But so we have a blue blood previous winner in our Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League.
In our
Miss CFFL. Going against a new blue blood. Our new Baylor, never won before. So this is where you get to go back to work now.
So you have South Africa against Hungary.
Against Hungary. Neither one an American.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put Wayne to work again.
Oh,
we have our Hungarian Barbara Palvin, supermodel, Victoria's Secret fashion model, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, you name it, all around. Gorgeous. Barbara Palvin stands 5'7" tall.
5'7", okay.
As you can see, light brown hair, blue eyes. She weighs 121 pounds and wears a size 4 dress. Barbara Palvin, our number 2 seed, has the measurements of 5'7" waist like you always do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say I got to guess which is right. I'm going to say 23.
That's exactly right.
I have not lost it. Dan, I'm still here.
23. All right, next.
Okay. We got to go upper body.
All right.
I'm going to say 34.
Oh, 32B. 32B.
I was going to say 33, but I'm like, nah, it can't be.
Nah, it can't be.
It could be.
32B. And okay. Finally, the hips.
I'm going to go with 35.
35, exactly right.
32, 2 out of 3.
32B, 23, 35. Barbara Palvin, your number 2 seed, the Hungarian supermodel from our brunette models bracket. Which brings us to our...
So wait a minute. The two finalists are from the models brackets on both sides?
Yeah, blonde model, brunette model.
Okay.
Which brings us to our true blue blood, Candace Swanepoel, the South African supermodel. Victoria's Secret started off as a fit model, became one of the angels, one of the most popular Victoria's Secret models, and to be all honest, one of my all-time favorites. And let's see, she has her own swimwear company.
There she kind of looks facially.
Yes.
She looks like Cameron Diaz.
A South African Cameron Diaz?
Sort of.
Okay.
Facially, yeah.
Candace Swanepoel, the South African Cameron Diaz, stands 5'9" tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. She weighs 120 pounds, I'm sorry. Ooh, and an extra pound.
Yeah.
She had a big breakfast. She wears a size 7 shoe, size 4, or size 2 dress. Her measurements are, see if you can get 3 right on this one.
Let's go 24.
Close enough, 23.
Oh, I was going to say 23, but I'm like, no, they can't both be 23. All right. Let's see, top-wise, let's see, I went 33, so I'm going to go 30. I know that's a push-up bra. I'm going to go 36.
You're way off.
Really?
32A.
Wow.
32A. Wow, you're bad at the top part.
That's definitely push-up.
That's Dan's wheelhouse.
I know.
And the hips.
We're going to go... We said the waist was 33, right?
23.
Or 23, I mean.
Yeah, no, I have a 40, so she's nowhere near the
30. let's go with... see, that one she's doing the push-out thing, which is not fair.
Not fair.
36.
34.
Dang it.
32A, 23, 34. Candace Swanepoel versus Barbara Palvin. Your finals in the Miss CFFL Fantasy Girl of the Year tournament.
How did we do voting-wise last week? Did we?
A little over 100.
Okay.
Not bad. This is the finals. This is it. This is like the presidential election here.
That's right.
Enough of these primaries.
We need to get out
there. Are they primaries? No, they're... What do they call when at the beginning when they're all fighting?
The...
shit. What a day.
I know.
It's good thing we got our 2 weeks coming
up. It's cloudy out and it's getting us all.
This is cold and kind of misty. Anyways, this is it. This is the final election here. They are primaries. This is the general election.
Yes.
The final. Yeah. The number one versus number two. Get your votes in. You can find them on the website, cffpodcast.com, on the Fantasy Girl of the Year tournament page. Click on the gray rectangle at the top right of the screen. It'll take you to the survey website where you don't have to leave a name, a number. You don't have to show ID to vote in our election. You just need to vote.
This is no North Carolina.
That's right. No Atlanta, Georgia. MLB won't be leaving our state.
That's right.
Because they don't understand the laws.
Oh, no. North Carolina is because of the bathrooms. That's right. I forgot.
That's right. That's where you can go to a bathroom where, depending on what you feel like being that day.
Yes.
You see a hot girl going to the women's bathroom. I'm going to be a woman today. And in North Carolina, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Or any Target.
Well, there you go.
Target anywhere. So that's it for the show this week, people. Check out the website, cffpodcast.com. Leave us a name, or not a name, but you want to get in.
You can leave your name.
You can if you want to be nice and say hi. Or if you want to join in our NFL draft contest, the rules are all up on the first page of the website. And that way you're going to have to leave us your name, your number, and your address.
And I'll be crushing everybody in that contest. Even though I can't win, I still will be crushing everybody in that contest.
We'll be sure to let you know. And feel free. You can use, we have our mock draft up there on the website.
That's right.
You can use that if you want. There's going to be a lot of right answers in there, especially the first three.
Yeah. We'll almost guarantee you the first three. Well, no, we can't guarantee you the third one either, though.
Well, you can't. I can.
Yeah,
I'm willing to. Yeah, I'm willing to take that bet with anyone.
I forgot that Dave went rogue on me and
picked the right guy.
Drafted a quarterback that shouldn't even be in the first three rounds of the draft.
So that's it for this week. Next week, people, we are back to a normal fantasy girl, and we're going to be visiting the one that our listener asked us about a few weeks ago.
Wait a minute, I forgot.
A lot of weeks ago.
I forgot.
Yeah, I'm not going to, because you're going to do some research before that.
I forgot who it was.
Maggie Rollins. Yeah, exactly. That's she was one of those where.
Oh, no.
Well, not that one, although she is gnarly. Maggie Rollins.
I had no idea who that is.
I had no idea who that was until
he sent
the email, and I had to do a little research and get everything ready.
Oh, that's right. This is the guy that sent you one that you hadn't heard of before.
No clue.
I remember that now.
But that's it, everybody. And then after next week, we're going to take 2 weeks off.
Oh.
We're going to get ready for the NFL draft.
Party.
I'm going to be driving down to Key West for the...
For the NFL draft?
No, the Mile Marker Zero Festival, which is... Key West version of Summerfest here in Wisconsin.
Oh.
So I'm going to be driving down there, meeting my wife down there, along with one of her coworkers that she used to work with and her husband. Judy's flying down, and then we're driving back.
And you found the Packer Bar down in...
It's not a Packer Bar. It's a sports bar.
Okay.
Where I'm going to be watching the draft.
Didn't I send you those two Packer Bars?
Yes, you did. But they're not in walking distance from our condo.
Do they even exist anymore? I thought about that. I'm like, yeah, shit.
Maybe they're not around.
Might not even be existing anymore.
Yeah, I'll be watching the draft and eating some conch fritters and key lime pie.
Oh, there you go. Not together.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't need those.
Start
together.
With one. Yeah. A little later on. Ma'am, can you get me a key lime pie? Not a whole one, just a piece.
Or a whole one.
Yeah.
Key lime pie made in Florida.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So that's it, everybody. I'm trying to gab on so we get a full hour in the show, but we're not going to do that. So until next week, be good.
See ya.